From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israel continues to strike targets in Gaza, and Palestinian militants continue to fire rockets into Israel. Palestinian officials say one Gaza strike hit a school run by the United Nations. It was sheltering hundreds of Palestinians, and 15 people were killed. NPR's Emily Harris is in Gaza. She says thousands of Palestinians depend on the UN for water and food, and it's harder to get.
Some food and other items come from outside through Israel, and the UN says that Israel is doing everything it can to facilitate this need, but there is only one commercial crossing. It's limited in what it can handle. It's in the Israeli-Gaza border area, which often has fighting around it, and it's also in the south, where a great deal of the need is in the north part of Gaza, so it extends the amount that these food and other items coming in need to travel.
NPR's Emily Harris in Gaza. The Senate has approved a temporary fix to the Highway Trust Fund. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the measure is far different from a bill already approved by the House.
Lawmakers plan to leave Washington by the end of the week for their August recess, and near the top of their to-do list is to replenish the Highway Trust Fund. The fund is running on empty, and the government says it will start slowing payments to states next month at the height of the summer road construction season unless Congress acts. The House-passed bill puts off the problem until next spring, but the Senate measure would last only until December, forcing a post-election session of Congress to find a long-term fix. But House leaders say they'll stick with their bill, meaning the Senate will likely have no choice but to go along. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has unanimously confirmed Robert McDonald as the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs. During his confirmation hearing last week, McDonald said he'll act quickly to make sure the VA gets needed reforms. His confirmation comes as Congress works on new legislation to improve the VA's troubled health programs. Earlier this year, a controversy erupted after reports surfaced of tens of thousands of veterans who had to wait months for initial medical appointments. Some veterans never got appointments at all. A huge water main broke in Los Angeles yesterday, sending at least 8 million gallons of water into the streets. It flooded parts of the UCLA campus. No one was hurt. LA Fire spokesman Jamie Moore says the fire department had to rescue several people who were trapped in underground garages.
What happens is people try to get in there, they think they're going to be able to get in their cars and they're going to drive out of the situation, and then they get swept off their feet. Once they're swept off their feet, they get trapped underneath vehicles, and this water keeps rushing on them. We have the potential of drowning in those conditions.
LA officials say the main that broke was more than 90 years old. Stock markets in Asia were mostly higher today. In Japan, the Nikkei average gained 0.3%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. An ill Liberian government official who had traveled to Nigeria on business has died of Ebola. The deadly illness has claimed hundreds of lives, but they've been in West Africa. Hundreds more people are ill. The widow of the Liberian official who died, DeConte Sawyer, says she had just learned her husband Patrick was ill with Ebola.
He got it from his sister, who also died from Ebola weeks earlier. Without them knowing that she had Ebola, because it displays symptoms of other illnesses like malaria.
Two American medical workers also remain sick with Ebola in Liberia. Public health advocates are asking Americans to give up indoor tanning beds. NPR's Giles Snyder reports they're pointing to a big jump in melanoma cases over the past 40 years.
A new report says there's been a 200% increase in melanoma cases alone since 1973. An acting Surgeon General, Rear Admiral Boris Lushniak, says the use of indoor tanning beds are a major culprit.
It's been estimated that indoor tanning is linked to more than 400,000 cases of skin cancer in the United States each year, including 6,000 melanomas.
Lushniak is urging state and local officials to take steps to discourage indoor tanning and tanning in general. He says they should consider providing more shade at public parks and sporting events. Lushniak says 5 million Americans are treated for various skin cancers each year at an estimated annual cost of more than $8 billion. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Officials in India say a landslide in the western part of the country has struck a village. As many as 150 people are feared buried. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.